Blog Talk Radio. About getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life. Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Ginny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great.
And welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Jeannie. I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we want to thank everybody for calling in tonight. We know that we have a lot of listeners on the line tonight, and I think in part it's because we have a very special guest that's going to be coming on the show tonight, Reverend Peter Cannell, who is an awesome individual and who is out in Casadega, and he practices his God-given talents out there. And he does all kinds of educational meetings and groups and meetups, and he's actually going to be having one this Friday on, I believe it's entitled The Awakening 1111.
Cool.
And, you know, we've had so many callers over the last few weeks asking what's going to happen on 1111.
Well, and that's my question. 1111, what is that all about? Everybody's talking about it, and I don't really know
right. What
is supposed to happen.
Well, you know what? It's a great question. We've heard a lot of theories. We've heard a lot of people with what they think or what they've heard. But Peter's very knowledgeable on this, and he actually does classes on how to get in touch with your psychic self, psychic training. He does classes on paranormal photography and orb spirit. He's really quite knowledgeable, so I think everyone's really going to enjoy
hearing
this.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show, so we're going to be looking forward to that. As always, we have our chat room open, and our wonderful Susie Q, our chat room mom, is in the chat room. And I want to thank her for logging on tonight because, you know, Susie became a grandmother again.
I've heard about that.
And she has another baby boy, grandson.
Yep, hey, Susie, congratulations.
Yeah, congrats. Beautiful little baby.
Aww.
I saw the picture. So congratulations. Many blessings on that. And I think it's today that she did some babysitting. So maybe we'll get to hear a little bit about that.
Awesome.
Because that would be
new
really
new babies.
Cool.
That's something awesome.
New babies. You know, the best grandma in the world, so that makes it even more perfect. So that's pretty good. So as we all know, we're going to do our email readings later where people can send in an email, and we pull one email every single night. And if we pull your email, guess what? You get a free 30-minute reading, and we'll email you the next day and let you know you're the winner, so that'll be exciting. In addition to that, we're going to have our mini angel readings tonight as well. So, you know, give us a call. We've got a few people on the line, but I know there's room for more. Our number is 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. And a special shout-out to the Creative Arts Cafe out in Lake Helen. We were up there the other day, and because we've mentioned them so many times on the show and keep telling everyone to go up there, they comped us a meal, which was really nice, and we certainly didn't expect that. But that was really nice of them to do. It's a great place, and you ought to go out there and give it a shot because it's one of the best places to eat, and it's a neat little unique atmosphere, and the food is really great,
too. They have awesome food.
And the best part is the people. The people there are warm and friendly and full of heart, so that's really kind of nice, too. How has your week been?
My week has been really wonderful because, as you know, I ended a job and I'm starting a new job.
I know. How do you feel about that?
I'm really, really nervous.
And tomorrow's your first
day. Tomorrow's my first day, which is kind of weird starting, you know, Thursday. But I needed a couple days off to get some errands and just things that I never had time to do done.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they were nice enough to let me have a few days before I started.
Wonderful.
But I'm excited. I'm very excited. But, of course, you know, going someplace where you're not comfortable with the work is always nerve-wracking.
But you have to know that you were led in this direction. And,
yeah.
And you truly were because, you know, these people contacted you and you'd worked for them for 8 years and it was a wonderful relationship then. So there's no reason to
believe. Oh, absolutely.
Nice.
But you know me, and I always
I
get myself
you.
Worked
all
up into
worked
a frenzy.
Out. And it's understandable because we're always fearful of the unknown. That's why people are afraid in the dark. It's not because the room has changed in the dark or anything else is going to happen in the dark. It's simply you can't see, therefore it's unknown.
Right.
And that's where
the
fear comes in.
And it's the unknown,
from.
Absolutely.
That's it. But just remember this. You're not every single person who's listening tonight is wishing you well, so you're going to do very, very well tomorrow.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're going to do fine, and it's not a problem. We kind of did something. I know I had a lot of emails this week because we mentioned last week on the radio show what we were going to be doing last weekend, last Saturday, and we did something kind of funky and fun.
It was fun. It was different. We've never done this before.
We never have. There was, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of auctions that take place, and with this wonderful economy that we've got going right now. And in some ways it's good because I think people are shedding things that they realize that they never needed in the first place. But we were fortunate to find out about an auction in a very wealthy area of town, out towards
Disney,
Disney end of town. And it was a mansion, actually.
This was a mansion mansion.
19,903 square feet. So I did get a lot of calls of people asking, like, what the heck's going on there? And so we went to this, and they wanted to know how we made out.
Well, let me tell you, that was quite the house.
It was awesome. It was a beautiful home, and okay, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, sometimes you read more into something. Okay, so this had a whole Egyptian Mediterranean type flair to it. So we go into this glory. I mean, it was literally a mess.
Oh, and it was unbelievable. And outside of the front door were all these Egyptian symbols.
Yeah, so you always kind of wonder what you're going into, especially
right.
when you know what the symbols are. It's kind of like greeting something where you don't know what the words are. That's kind of a insanity. So we go in, and we're looking around, and we come to this one large room that sits right outside of a pool.
Beautiful.
It's what they call in other words, it's kind of like the beach. It's not like you step down into
right,
the pool.
Right.
It's just a nice gradual, sloped pool, gradual sloping. That sounds good. And it was gorgeous, and it had gazebos, and you swim under bridges, and it was so beautiful.
So nice.
But in this huge room was this platform. So now, because we are who we are, we're looking around and we're like, I wonder what they used that for. This looks like Arabian Nights. Maybe his harem was in here. I don't know. It's a stage. Who knows? Well, we had thought of all kinds of things,
uh-huh.
from good to bad to everything in between. And then Jessica looked at the prospectus and realized.
Which would have made sense to look at it before we even walked around.
No one said we make sense. It was the master bedroom, and apparently the bed sat on
right.
the platform and overlooked this gorgeous pool area. So
the thing is, though, I mean, this pool, to get to the pool, you have to go through this room.
Who wants somebody going through your master bedroom to
yeah.
get to a swimming pool?
No,
I know, that didn't
going
make sense.
Swimming.
I know. Well, and that was part of the oddity
yeah.
of the house. But there were something like how many bedrooms? Like
oh my
I don't
gosh,
know, 12. I don't know.
There were a lot.
Of bedrooms.
It was like a hotel.
Yeah, it reminded me of the Biltmore a bit, because
mm-hmm.
And it actually did look like the Biltmore in the way the wings were put on this place. We ended up spending 3 hours there, but I think one of the coolest things, and you tell me if you agree with this, one of the coolest things we saw as we were going through the grounds. We went out to the boat dock, and we came back, and then there were some nature trails. But all of a sudden, I went off the trail. Do you remember that when we were coming back from the boat?
I know what you're talking
left,
about.
And all of a sudden, I saw something sparkling. And remember, this property hasn't been cared for it looks like maybe a good year or two at least. So a lot of debris was on it, and you started to see it was 4-foot-tall quartz crystal rocks.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. And there was 1, 2, 3 there, wasn't there? Absolutely gorgeous. And talk about the best energy in the world in that spot. That was absolutely the best energy. So that was really cool.
And I've never seen that at somebody's...
Somebody's
house,
but,
you know?
But could you feel the energy
yes.
when you were there?
Oh,
it was
beautiful.
So incredible. And then they had little walkways that went. And that was the main mansion.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had the caretaker's home.
The caretaker's home that was, what, 3,500 square feet?
Yeah, I mean, And then they had another home, property number
uh-huh.
2 and property number 3.
Right.
And we decided that we apparently are not that much into materialistic things.
No, because I could not live in a house that big. It's too huge. You could get lost.
We did get lost. We couldn't remember. you're like, should we go this way? I'm like, I think we just, how we found our way out? We looked at the stain on the carpet, remember? I'm like,
that's
no, that's
right.
the stain you pointed out before. So we're, because, yeah.
Well,
so
this house was in dire need of redecorating.
Well, yeah, it was very 1990s, wasn't it?
Well, just. A little wild for my taste.
And it's an absolute auction, folks, so anyone can go bid on this. And the sad part of this was I think it was somebody's dream home, at
sure.
one time. And I know they're living overseas now because that much we did find
mm-hmm.
out. And it was on Penny Lane, and they had Penny's garden everywhere.
It was a beautiful home,
mm-hmm.
just not exactly my taste.
And it wouldn't be because the taxes on this home for 2011 were $103,000.
Can you
just
imagine?
Just the property taxes. So perhaps that wouldn't be our best.
Yes, you need to have a little pocket change for this house.
You really do. But it was a fun thing to do, and we never got to the craft fair because people were saying, well, how was the craft
fair?
Yeah,
never got
there. We never got to the craft
fair
either.
Plus, it was a rainy day.
It was kind of messy,
yeah.
That was. But it was just so much fun. So I'm telling you, folks, if you're looking through the newspaper and you see, I think there's nothing more fun to experience new things,
yeah.
You know? You know what? I like to plan things, of course, but you know what? Do something random. Do something that's out of the box. That's totally, you know, and we got there, and nobody thought we were looked out of place. As a matter of fact, I think they were trying to sell us.
They were. They were very convinced that we were interested
yeah,
in them.
Yeah, you know, and we're like, okay, thank you very much. But, you know, there's things like that all over the country. So pick up your newspaper. People don't read the newspaper too much anymore because they get all their emails and everything, all their information electronically. But take the time to pick up a newspaper and really look through it, because I think you'll find all kinds of interesting things that you can do on the weekend that don't cost a lot of money. It doesn't cost a lot of money, that it's interesting. It's something out of your comfort zone, but you might just find that you really enjoy
it.
You know, so that was really good. I'll tell you what, we're going to take just a short break. We're going to be coming back in just a few, and we're going to be talking to Reverend Cannell, which I just absolutely can't wait. That's going to be so exciting. And then we'll be taking some mini angel calls to do some readings for y'all. So we'll be back in just two. Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we want to welcome somebody tonight that we're really pleased to have on the show.
Yeah, I'm real excited.
Reverend Cannell, he's a psychic. He lives and practices his God-given talents in Casadega, Florida. He's a Native American pastor and an ordained Christian minister, medicine man of the Ni Men Ha Band, I hope I got that right, and a member of the Spiritualist National Union. He's also ordained by one of the famous Christian teachers and healers, Reverend Willard Fuller, and also he's also ordained in the ancient Tibetan medicine Buddha healing practice. So he's an incredibly knowledgeable man, and I just want to welcome him. Welcome, Peter. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Jenny. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Hello, Jessica.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you for calling in tonight. And Reverend Canal, tell us a little bit about your background, because I happen to know a little bit about it, because I've you know, I work with a lot of folks out in Casadega, but I've also read your website. So tell us how you came to do what you do.
Well, when I was a child, I saw things, knew things, and that didn't always quite fit in with other people thought it was a little strange. So I guess when I was in high school, I kind of tucked it all away, put it in my internal closet, and then became a computer scientist. And then about 15 years ago, I guess the doors burst open, the psychic doors, and I started seeing visions and things. And then I decided to go down this path. It was an awakening, and I really enjoy what I do, as I know you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Would you, and people often say this, and they ask me this, so I'm going to ask you this question. Is this anything like being a, you know, you've seen the show Ghost Whisperer?
Yes, somewhat.
No, I'm going to ask you that
maybe
question.
Not to that degree, but definitely have an awareness of spirit, and somehow or another I've had the fortunate ability to be able to turn it off and on so that I can walk around in the regular world, go to the mall, do all these things. And, of course, you get some psychic hits here and there, but I have it. It's kind of like on-demand service. When someone needs my service, I turn it on, and that I seem to be very blessed with that. So
that's awesome. Now, tell me, you gave up you said was a lucrative career as a computer scientist. How did your wife? Were you married at the time?
At the time, I was married. Yes.
And how did she deal with that?
Coincidentally, she was waking up herself at the same time, so we started attending classes together in Casadega.
Fantastic.
So it was,
that
it
makes
was perfect
a lot easier.
That way.
Yeah.
Yes,
yep,
it does.
Great. Well, one of the reasons you really came to my attention is you have a wonderful meetup group. And tell our listeners what you do in your meetup group.
Well, in the meetup group, I feel that it's a thing for the community. I receive from the community. I get all these wonderful people and do these wonderful sessions, and they learn from me, and I learn from them equally. So this is a beautiful balance that we have. And in the meetup group, I ask people from the community to come who feel they have psychic abilities, want to learn more about their psychic abilities, and they come, and a lot of friends are made, and we have a really great time. We do some meditations, and I teach about how to harness and to connect with one's psychic abilities. And everyone has a different ability, so we have like a mixed bag of things, and it becomes very interesting.
That's fantastic. I know that you're going to be doing a lot on December 21st, 2012. I know you had a meetup group about that, and it's something that we get a lot of questions about, and I know we're going to get more as those dates come closer, but the one we've been getting a lot about is 11/11. No, people seem to think it does hold a significance, but there's a lot of unusual information available, and nobody seems to really know what's going to happen. And I know that you're going to be holding a meetup group this Friday night in Casadega, correct?
That's true, at 7:30, yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's called The Awakening 11/11. And if people wanted to attend that meetup group, how would they go about doing that?
To go on to meetup.com or onto my website, which is casavega.biz, B-I-Z, and sign up for the meetup. I think we have 8 spots left. We can only hold so many people here. So if you're interested in that, I would definitely encourage people to join the meetup group, and it's a lot of fun. We do a lot of things there.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And, of course, you own the Casadega Psychic Healing Center, which is right outside. Is it actually in Casadega? I mean, I've driven by it a gazillion times, but is that considered Casadega or is that considered Lake Helen there?
I'm the first property over the Casadega line, so...
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, so you just come up over the bridge, and I'm right up over the bridge a mile outside the downtown.
Wonderful. Okay. It's a beautiful powder blue house. You can't miss it.
Yes, it is.
All right. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect on 11/11.
Well, I feel that 11/11 is a date, just like any other date. However, there's always beginnings and endings and new beginnings. 11/11 seems to be a date that is depicted in crop circles. It's a cosmic type of alignment that's going to occur. And the Mayan culture and their Mayan calendar talks about 11/11 as a time of awakening, that people will start waking up to their more their spiritual nature and the oneness with all the universe and the planet. That's basically what 11/11 is. Now, what's going to happen, that's another story. I feel that each person will have a different experience. And I can't tell you how many people have come to my office for a psychic reading, and all of a sudden they'll be like, and yes, and what's up with the ones? I get one ones. And even a few of the members who joined for the meetup group, they put comments on the board like, I've been seeing the 11s, double 11s for 2 years now and was always wondering, you know, what this was all about, and can't wait to come to the meetup. So it's definitely a series of numbers. It's a date, but it's more than that. It's an awakening. And as we can see, the planet is changing very rapidly. The cultures are changing. Even the internet is giving us a sense of oneness. You know, we can connect with each other and communicate with each other like never before. And even though that's through electronic means, the 11/11 awakening is more of a spiritual connection, excuse me, between each other.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's almost like a higher level of consciousness?
Oh, absolutely, definitely.
Yeah. It's interesting you mentioned that you had a lot of folks mentioning to you 11/11. I've had so many people tell me they see it everywhere as well. They see it on clocks, they see it on pages, they see it on TV. All I keep hearing is I keep seeing it. What does it mean? I don't understand what it means. And actually, Jessica's daughter has been seeing it since she was a child.
Since she was a child, yeah. 11/11 was always a special number to her. When it comes up on her watch or on her phone, she has always made a wish. And, you know, it's just been something special to her ever since she was little.
Yeah, fantastic. And then, you know, most people, they're not looking for it. They just happen to look at their phone at that time. And my girlfriend, Robin, she's always seeing it on license plates, and she asks for it when she's looking for some kind of a spiritual sign in her head. She'll ask for an affirmation, and then someone will cut her off or pull in front of her, and their license plate is 1111.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's an affirmation for a lot of people.
I believe that. And do you believe this is almost like a precursor to 2012 and the things that we can anticipate changes taking place then?
Definitely. The Mayans, the Toltecs, the Hopi Indians, many, many cultures talk about a new age a renewal of the earth. And this cycle happens every 6,000 years. You know, we go back to the Noah's Ark story. I believe that's true, that story of the cleansing of the planet. And, you know, something's got to give. And each cycle has a new meaning. That doesn't mean that there's going to be a huge flood and everything's going to get washed away. But every cycle of this 6,000-year period starts a new beginning. During this alignment, even science has looked at where we line up with the center of the galaxy, the core of the, it takes us actually 26,000. There's a double cycle. There's every 6,000 and then every 26,000 years we go through all the signs of the zodiac. We realign with the center of the Milky Way galaxy. And when science looks at this and measures it, they say that there's a frequency that they feel is life itself. So our planet and our solar system is going to move into this energy that's life itself. So there's actually two important cycles here. We have the 6,000-year cycle, which falls on the 2012, the December 21st date, and then we also have the 26,000-year cycle of going through the entire zodiac and lining up with this band of energy. And some quantum physicists even say that the frequency is so high, the vibration, that only natural items could survive the frequency. In other words, pollution and synthetic man-made things may not survive in that dimension. They would not cease to exist, but they may shift into a different reality, and there would be a cleansing of the planet. So there's a lot of things here, and I've been studying.
Does that mean if somebody's wearing polyester, their clothes are going to disappear and they'll be naked?
Yes, that would be, if that were to come true, I wouldn't be wearing polyester on that day. But also...
or any day.
Yeah, true that. But it is a sign of, like, no judgment and an awakening, a oneness of the duality of humanity ending. You know, some people, they just have to be right no matter what, and they have their opinions and they'll fight tooth and nail, and it's an end to those things. It's more of a age of harmony, an age of working together, an age that allows greed to fall away, and it's not about the me anymore. It's about the us and what's best for the planet, what's best as for the entire planet as a collective. And I'm looking forward to that change. We have a lot of corruption in our society and a lot of things going on. And I think the everything's coming to a head.
I would agree with you. And it's funny, there's a part of me that says, even I think when people truly believe in something, the energy they create just by their belief, mind over matter, if you will, that since so many people are anticipating almost a glorious event, that in and of itself will create that because the energy will be there. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
I tell a lot of my clients, what you think is what you create. You know, when I look in my room, my office here, I see objects, all different types of objects, and every single object I could see was created with a thought form that, you know, someone created this telephone, the desk, all of it was created with a thought form, and we put it into physical being. Even the paint on the wall is a thought form. Someone designed it at Color Tile. I liked the color. I picked it out. I painted it on the wall. That thought form manifested into the physical.
Exactly.
Yeah, so people
have
who
you,
are I, suffering. Go ahead. Sorry.
Have you heard about the Leonid meteor shower that's also supposed to take place on November 11th?
Yes, I do. And there's also some biblical signs about that, astronomy signs pertaining to the Book of Revelations, that comet that's passing by the Hopis called the Blue Kachina, and it's a sign of the renewal of the planet. In the Book of Revelations, it talks about the sign of Leo. I don't know it exactly, but that this is the age of the Christ consciousness, that it's a sign of the Christ coming. And, you know, people can argue back and forth about what that is, but whether it's going to be a person or more of a Christ-like awakening for all of us. Wouldn't that be great if we all ran around loving like Jesus did? What a great planet we would have.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that would be the biggest blessing of all. And it is exciting because, you know, it's not just one person from California, because that's where we always, a lot of times these things start in California, where we hear somebody saying, oh, it's the end of the world, it's this, but that's not what's happening here. We're seeing, and I can't call it scientific proof, but we're seeing proof from so many different areas, from so many old writings that have, you know, that have been reviewed, where we're seeing the similarity in the dates, and we're seeing the synchronicity, if you will. And so I really think that there is something to this. This is not just a unique date. This is truly a change, and a positive change that's going to happen.
Absolutely. It's a beginning to that positive change. And
wow.
The 2012 date, you know, there's ancient cultures that talk about the sun rising in the west instead of the east. You know, they didn't have 6,000 years ago when this may have occurred. They didn't have, you know, records that go back that far. But through word of mouth, there's a lot of cultures all around the world that say the sun used to rise in the west. So they're talking about a pole shift, and scientists are looking at that, saying there is something happening with the magnetic fields.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I know
that change. Go ahead.
You studied that pretty intensely, haven't you?
We just had that pole shift where they had to the magnetic field moved 26 miles in one day, and they had to recalibrate the airport runways because some of the planes still used magnetism for their guidance system.
Amazing. So things are changing, and so there you have the scientific data to back it up. It's going to be a very interesting year, isn't it?
It is, and
yes,
there's also signs today, like in the crop circles, they point to things, point to this time, this awakening, and one of the crop circles solved a mathematical equation that we've never been able to solve. It was all encoded in the crop circle. So, and these crop circles, they try to debunk them and say some people make them. Yes, some people make these phony crop circles, but there's an actual film recording of a crop circle that spanned many of acres, and it was created with a flash of light. They got on a hill and they started to roll the projectors, and the two guys that were sitting up on the hill saw this flash of light, and next thing you know, this intricate crop circle appeared. And
wow.
The messages in there point to certain dates and astronomical alignments that are going to occur. So it's pointing to different days in our calendar. So this is not only ancient writings, but we're having modern-day writings appearing in the fields.
That's something we talked about on the last couple of shows. You know, a lot of times the things we hear about and read about are always, well, you know, 2,000 years ago or 3,000 years ago, and it says it here, and it's but it's not anything we've witnessed, not anything that we can actually pick up and read ourselves. But we've had a lot of modern-day things that are going on that are pointing in this direction. Now, those crop circles, I'm curious, did any of them signal 1111 at all?
They did. I couldn't specifically say which one and what date. I don't have those facts written down, but there's definitely things pointing to this date. Not that anything's supposed to happen on this date,
mm-hmm.
but it is a signpost along the way.
Right, right. It's I think that we're all going to allow ourselves to open our minds a little bit more, to allow hopefully a lot more love and peace come into our hearts, and to drop some of the pretenses that we all seem to carry around in our lives, because we start to realize that they're really not needed.
Absolutely. It's supposed to be the end of duality, that we don't have to take sides anymore.
Wouldn't that be a huge blessing?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I see the Occupy Wall Streeters, and that's duality, but it's necessary, it's needed. You know, there's obviously corruption throughout the world, and their voices are being heard, and it's part of the change. It's all good, is what I say.
I agree with you. I truly appreciate you being with us tonight and talking with us about this and sharing everything that you know. Folks, again, I would like you to give your website out so people can find you on the web and read up on what you do. As a matter of fact, you also do past life regression. You do spirit photos. You do psychic readings. You do spiritual guidance, of course. So there's a whole lot that you do that you could share with folks. So would you please go ahead and give them your website again?
Yes, that site is Casadaga, which is CassadaGa.biz, Casadaga.biz, B-I-Z.
Fantastic. And Reverend Cannell is he's really well known in this area, and he also does do phone readings, folks. So if you can't get in to see him, like myself, he does phone readings, and I've heard only wonderful things about him. So you might want to give him a shout out and give him a few minutes of your time, and I bet you he could share some very interesting things with you folks. So, Reverend Cannell, thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Thank you, Dr. Jenny, and I've heard so many wonderful things about you and as well in the community, and I was listening to your show last week. Wonderful show. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, and many blessings to you, and good luck at your meetup. I'm going to try and make it Friday night, but it's homecoming, so we're going to see.
Got you.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank
you have
Jessica.
A wonderful night.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Take
bye-bye.
Care, lady.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What a great man.
He's
huh?
awesome.
He's
awesome.
Such a great guy. He's just, you know, I'm going to let everyone know, I have never personally met Peter.
Oh, and we need to go to one of these meetups.
We have
actually talked about it quite a few times.
And the one meetup we were scheduled to go to got canceled. And so I just have, you know, there are certain people that you just have an instant connection to. You
yeah.
just know. And that's how I've always felt about him. I've often said that sometimes I'll pick up a newspaper and purchase stock this way too, a big light, a shining star just shines behind it, and I know that's the one I'm supposed to get. And that happened when I saw his name, and so I felt an instant affinity for him. And he's good people, and I have heard wonderful things about him. And it might seem odd that I'm recommending somebody else who's also a psychic and a medium, but I believe that share and share alike,
yeah,
and he's a great guy. And so, you know what? If you're looking for somebody maybe who's different than me, and but equally as good, believe me, and maybe even better, give him a call. He's a great guy.
Oh, plus, he does some other things, the past life regression,
absolutely.
Which fascinates me.
I know, and I actually have had some requests from folks about past life regression. And I have started referring folks out to him because not too many people do it and do it well. And to me, the most important thing is to deal with somebody who's got a basic sense of honesty about them. I want to know that they are pure of heart, and Reverend Cannell definitely is. So I think that also is a good thing to know.
And he is so knowledgeable.
He has such a vast amount of knowledge on a lot of things. And, you know, if you go to his website, he has a neat little YouTube video on
there. Oh, does he?
Yeah, he does. And again, I'm going to shoot that out there again. It's www.casadaga.biz. That's C-A-S-S-A-D-A-G-A.biz. And if you go to his website and look at that little YouTube video, you'll kind of put a face with the voice.
Right, right.
And you can see and feel the compassion that comes through that. But he kind of mentions in there he's a bit of a jack of all trades. But I want to say this. He's not just a jack of all trades. He's actually very knowledgeable about many things. There are a lot of people who refer to themselves as a jack of all trades, and a little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing.
No.
But that's not the case with him. He really does. He's very knowledgeable, and he's taken the time to educate himself in so many different areas. So definitely, folks, you want to give him a call. And tell you what, we're going to be back in two, and we're going to start taking our live callers. And we'll do a bunch of mini angel readings right now and get a bunch of people get their answers, questions answered. We'll be right back. Cafe. We just got done speaking with our guest tonight, Reverend Peter Cannell. And that was really interesting. And I know now that a lot of folks who have called in and sent in emails know a lot more about 1111. I think they can now welcome it without fear.
Well, I think it's now we know, you know, if it's just a spiritual awakening in all of us, wouldn't that be unbelievable?
You know, I'm sure folks have experienced this. I know we've talked about this. You know, sometimes when you go to bed at night and you're tired, but you've had a really great day, and you're just about to fall asleep, and you just kind of feel like you're floating, and just that for those minutes, you just feel that total peaceful, blissful. You know what I mean? We've talked about that. It's such an awesome feeling. And I wonder, is it possible that we could feel that way every day of our lives?
I would love it.
You know, and I think it's possible. I know we're capable of it. We just have to allow it to ourselves to feel it.
It's to open up to it.
And it's a thought process. You know, it's about letting go of all the negative, the greed, and the fear, because the fear is a big part of it. We're going
to
go ahead and take some calls now, and I wanted to just mention something that I saw in the chat room. Susie Q in the chat room wanted to know, what is a past life regression? And I'm going to go ahead and refer to Peter's website here. A past life regression is a technique that will help you realize your past life. The technique of regression unlocks your mind so you can experience those memories. Normally, it will typically last for about 1 hour, and you can experience many lives during one session. The whole time you'll always be aware of what's going on around you, much like hypnosis, and you'll be able to remember the experience. But the advantage of knowing your past, that way you can better understand who you were and what you were maybe sent back here to learn, you know. I am a Catholic and a Christian. We all know that, but you are a Methodist, and some of our listeners are Presbyterian, and some are just spiritual, and some are denominational, some are non-denominational. So everyone has a little bit of a different belief system, and we welcome every belief on the show, as everyone knows. But I've always thought that we are sent back till we get it right, and I think a past life regression.
Well, and I think sometimes maybe your past life experiences may interfere with your present life.
Well, you know, it's often said, you know, we're all born with a special gift, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, why is it we have piano prodigies at age 5?
Right.
Why is it, you know, certain people can walk into a kitchen and cook this fabulous meal and they've never taken a cooking
mm-hmm.
lesson, and you can't boil water,
right,
as is in the case with my daughter. I can't boil water, but she can cook a fabulous meal from the time she was, 10, 11 years old. I think certain people have certain abilities. They're just very able to do that. Where does that come from? You know, isn't it certainly conceivable that perhaps God wants us to be the best souls that we can be? And as part of that process, isn't it possible that we get sent back till we get it right, till we learn what we need to learn? And then we go on to the other side, and we work as guides to help other people get it right.
Yep.
Makes a lot of sense, right? Okay, so we're going to take a call now. Remember, the call-in number is 323-679-0882, and we're going to be taking calls, and I'm going to take the first one right now. And this is for Dina, and I believe, Dina, you are calling because I recognize the area code. I know where you're calling from. How are you? Welcome.
Good, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. I love that Maine accent that I'm hearing.
Yes, it is. A heavy one, yes.
Yes. How can I help you this evening?
Well, I was the one that called in last time, last Wednesday, and asked about this relationship I'm in, but you only had 2 minutes, so you said call back.
Yes. I do remember that. That's right. And as I recall, and forgive me if I, you know, I talked to literally thousands of people, so sometimes I recall, you, the gentleman in question, forgive me, didn't I sense a drinking problem at some point in his life?
Yeah, he had just said that he had some kind of and that was where we ended.
Sorry about that. Okay.
Yeah.
I do know that is significant in his life. I need to state that to you because
uh-huh.
it does control his thought processes now. And he, one of the things that's important for him is not to create too much pressure, not to put himself under too much stress, because he needs to build that barrier up to protect himself. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's something that he's doing, and I just need you to know that, because when push comes to shove, he's going to lock down. And he's going to do that because he needs to it's self-survival. Okay?
Huh.
Yeah, okay. Very, very good. And so now your concern is what's going on with him. He's not currently living in your area, correct?
Right. He's an hour away.
Okay. And how much have you seen him in the last 60 days?
That's how we've only been seeing each other for about 70 days, and probably about a dozen times.
Okay, because
or
I'm
more.
Getting
yeah.
a dozen times or more. Okay, I'm
yeah.
getting 60 days is like the chunk of time, whatever reason that's being shown to me. This is going to sound like a silly question. Pastels. What does the pastel color have to do? I don't know why I'm asking this, but you know that's how this works sometimes. I'm getting pastels. Do you know what that means?
I don't know what that means.
You don't. Pastels, when I see pastels, it means two things to me. Pastels could either be a color or could be a reference to Easter. Now, why would Easter time or the month of Easter be important? What is significant for you
his
or for
birthday?
Him?
It's
ah,
his
there
birthday
we go.
In April, yeah.
In April, okay. Why am I feeling something's going to happen at that time? Have you two discussed spending any kind of time away?
Yes,
together?
We just talked about going to Florida for 10 days, just.
Okay, and when did you plan on doing that?
At the end of November, beginning of December.
Ah, very, very good. I feel that's definitely, I'm going to tell you this. I feel like it's something you're going to discuss. I know you want me to say it's definitely going to happen. I'm not going to tell you that I definitely see it going to happen. I'm going to say that I'm kind of in between, and I'm going to tell you why. I feel like the decision, based on other things outside both your and his control, will control that. And at this point in time, I'm going to tell you it's still up in the air whether or not that trip's going to take place. Would you agree with me on that?
Oh, yes. That's the same thing I feel. I don't know. It's probably his job. His job is nuts. That's one of the things I want to know about.
Okay. All right. Well, let me just finish up with this because the thought process is still there. Since the angels
yes.
saw fit to tell me about Easter and that being a pivotal time for you and him, I want you to know I do see that as a pivotal time, but I see that as a positive pivotal time for you both. I can't tell you what's going to happen then, but it is going to be something positive and pivotal and important in the relationship. So it's something to look forward to, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, you want me to look at his employment situation?
Yeah, well, that's what's keeping us apart, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, not just the distance of where we live, but his job owns him, and he's on call all the time with no set schedule.
Okay, Dina, let me take a look at that. And Dina, is that actually your name? I think the D
yes.
is correct, but okay.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. See, right now I'm going to tell you I don't see a change in his employment situation at all. Not for at least the next 90 days.
Okay.
I would like to tell you I do see a change, but right now I'm not seeing a change in his employment situation for the next 90 days. I'm getting the number, I'm getting 3. Now, that could be 3 months. It could be, but I'm pretty sure it's 3 months. I'm pretty sure we're talking 90 days.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm going to tell you this. If you've been seeing each other for 70 days and you've seen each other a dozen times, I think you're doing very well.
Yes, I am, but because of his job, I felt like running many times.
I know, but let me ask you this question. And I already know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask you because I want to bring it out to your attention.
Uh-huh.
Are you seeing the red flags with this relationship that you've seen with the last two or three relationships that you've had?
Yes, I keep mentioning that. It's like I get involved with these men that seem to be wonderful, but they're unavailable. in some way or another. Yeah.
Always unavailable in some way, and I wonder if part of that is to protect yourself. If you're not maybe what we call cycling, so that you're constantly creating the same type of relationship, so that if it doesn't work out, it's not your fault and it's not your failure because he was unavailable to begin with.
Yeah.
Make sense? Yeah. And that way you protect yourself, but you keep creating the same type of relationship and duplicating the same kind of results. And who was it who said the definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing and expecting different results?
Right. But I don't know what to do with it all, how to break it or whatever.
Well, I that's something that's going to take certainly a little bit more time, and we don't want to put a Band-Aid over it. We want to change the root cause of it.
Right.
That'll take a little bit more time than we can do on the show tonight, but I would suggest something we talk about down the road here, because I think that what you need to do is you need to fix that part of the equation, so that when you get 30, 60, 90 days out in a relationship, you're not seeing those red flags, because you're not specifically seeking out men that are unavailable on one level or another, you know? So we should talk further. You should call my office one of these days so we can talk about that. It's called cycling, and it's very common. And so I would, if we could get you to change that, then we can we can break down those barriers so that you can then go ahead and go into a relationship where it's a healthy relationship where there aren't those issues. So you can't fall back on that, but that also opens up a whole new world to you, and that's a good thing. Okay.
But can it be achieved within this sort of relationship, this relationship?
I can tell you that I think that this relationship was chosen because he is unavailable, and that's going to stay that way for quite some time now. So there are some other decisions you're going to need to make at that time. Do you want to continue to be involved in a relationship where the man is unavailable? Because then it's totally not fulfilling for you.
Unless he changes his job.
Exactly.
Yeah, because then it makes it, that's the only thing in the way right now.
Well, the job needs to be changed, but there's other factors that need to come into play there too. If the job is changed, he has to then take a job that's closer to you in your town, and you would assume that that's what's going to happen, right?
Right.
We can assume that.
Yeah, I do. That's what I'm hoping for anyway.
Well, we're looking at, like I said, 90 days. So you'll know within the next 90 days where that's going to lead. And I want it to lead to the most blissful relationship you've ever had. But if it doesn't, we really need to talk about cycling, okay?
Right, yeah.
I think it's a good idea. I hope this has been more helpful. I was able to certainly give you more time tonight. And I am really glad you called back in, and I was able to finish up the call from last week, where the show does cut off at a certain time, so I don't mean to jettison people, so I apologize about that. I try to get to as many people as I can.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
God bless you, and we'll talk soon, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye now. That's interesting. You know, so often we see that it is called cycling. And we'll see. Sometimes people will date somebody, and like this year, and I met my soulmate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then next year, oh, I met my soulmate. And the year after that, oh, I met my soulmate. Now, they're not all your soulmates, so that means something's going on there. And we tend to go through the same cycles because it's learned behavior, and it's behavior that we do for a certain reason. And we need to break that cycle so that we can change that behavior. And, you know, for Dina, I certainly hope and pray that that I do see a job change in the next 90 days. But for whatever reason, I'm also sensing that he's going to get an offer in the same location he is. It's going to make it very hard for him to make that change.
Uh-huh.
And but once again, it makes it safe for Dina, because you see, this way it's not her, it's the job, and she protects her heart. And what Dina needs to do is to stop worrying about protecting it and open it up so she can really feel fulfilled. And I know that's important to her. And on that note, we're going to take another caller in just a minute, but right now we're going to take a very short break. Actresses. Who is that?
Reba. And actually, I wasn't really listening to the song.
You weren't? That's because we were chatting. See, we were chatting. We do that during
songs. I just turned my volume up, realizing, you know, I didn't even hear that song.
You seriously?
It turned it off completely, yeah.
Well, that makes me feel really loved. Okay. I'll tell you what, we're going to take another caller because we've got so many on the line, and I believe we have Sheila on the line. Hi, Sheila. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're very welcome. Sheila, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
From Florida. Wonderful. How can I help you tonight?
I just want to start off by saying, I do have a question, but I want to start off by saying I was glad that I listened to the show because 11-11 made me kind of nervous because my birthday is close to that. My birthday is on the 18th. And, you know, so when people say, you know, all these things are going to happen on 11-11, it's like, well, am I going to, you know, it's going to be okay on my birthday? Am I going to be fine, you know, getting past this Friday, you know, making it to my birthday? So
sure. Well, I think Reverend Cannell helped you with that for sure. And, you know,
yeah.
Everything
yeah,
that I have heard is positive about 11-11.
That's good. I've actually been out to Casadega to on 09, Halloween of 09. I've been out there, and it was a new, refreshing experience for me. So.
Mm-hmm. It's a, you know, Casadega was, I think it was established, forgive me, within 20 years. I believe it was the 1840s, I believe. and when it was established, it was an offshoot of a place in New York State, and it was kind of supposed to be a spiritual camp like that, and it was very much a spiritualist camp, and has grown that way, and there is still a camp there with their own church, and it's just the most awesome community, isn't it? When you go there, don't you feel like you've gone back 50 years?
Yes, I enjoyed it just for that reason, because I like to go, like, I like old model buildings. Like, there's a city called St. Augustine in Florida, and I like to go over there because they have a lot of, you know, old buildings and stuff. So that's the reason why I enjoyed it. And I actually, on Halloween, I got to attend one of the services at the church there. So
did you enjoy it?
Yes. It was a feeling that I never, ever felt before. Like, you know, Halloween's supposed to be scary, and they say the veil is thinning. But it was an experience that I was just like, you know, I wasn't scared. It was a peaceful, you know, feeling when I was there. So, and
I
bought a couple of stones.
Oh, good. What kind of stones did you get?
There was some magnetic stones that I got that was supposed to keep me grounded.
Mm-hmm. Hematite?
I'm not sure what the name of them was. It was 2 years ago, but me and my friend, we bought a bracelet, and they were like dark black kind of.
Yeah, like charcoal almost, right?
Charcoal, yes. And they were, I'm not sure if they were magnetic or something to that, but they were supposed to. Some kind of stone that keeps you grounded, and we learned about different crystals in the shop and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Very educational. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing, and thank you for shouting out to Peter, because I know it was so nice of him to share the time, and he loves to hear that people benefit from that. Now, how can I help you? I know you have a question for tonight.
Yes, I certainly do. There is a young man that has been trying to push me for probably about a month, and we haven't went out on our first date yet. His name is Herbert, and I wanted to know what you can tell me about this young man.
What do I think about this young man? Okay. Here's the, you know what's funny, though? Without even doing a psychic reading here, I just have to say this. A young man. Now, why do you refer to him as a young man?
Because he's 29.
Mm-hmm. And so you think you're robbing the cradle a little bit, don't you?
Oh, well, no, not really, because I'll be 27 this month.
Yeah, but why do you call him a young man?
Because he is a young man.
Do you want to know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because you have what I call an old soul. And an old soul is not a bad thing, and it doesn't mean that you're old. It just means you have a wise soul. And it means that you've probably been back around a few times on this wonderful earth. So I sense an old soul within you. And I feel very much that you have what I call the caregiver, very maternal instincts. Is this correct?
That is so correct.
I don't doubt it. I can sense that definitely. I'm going to tell you, there's this young man, he is definitely interested, but there is something holding him back. Part of what I think is holding him back, from what I can tell here, is that there's a maturity level issue. And is that on his part?
No, I don't think so. I think he's very mature, actually.
I'm going to just tell you what I'm getting. I'm getting a maturity level issue, and I don't know why.
Maybe he thinks that I'm a little immature.
It could be. The word I'm getting is maturity, meaning there's a maturity level issue. Do you like to cut loose a little bit, and is he more of a serious personality? Because actually, I'm seeing he can be. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm more of a serious personality, but I can cut loose sometime. But the thing is, every man's goal, I think, is to get, you know, put you in the bed. And that's pretty much, you know, he's not used to taking the long route when it comes to that.
Right.
You know,
and I understand that. And I will tell you this, and this is important for you to know. He does respect you, but he will respect you more if you make sure that the relationship is solid before you go on to that next level. And that just makes good old plain sense. But more than that, I am telling you there is a maturity. I'm getting maturity level issues here, and I'm not sure on which side it is, but I'm feeling it's on his side. And I will tell you this, you know, maturity level comes in different ways, different shapes, and different forms.
Mm-hmm.
He may be mature in some ways, but in other ways, he may not be quite ready for that kind of relationship that he knows you will demand. Because, that, you know, you're a quality individual. Do you know what I'm saying?
Does he know that? Does he know I'm a quality
individual? Well, he does. Yes, he does. And that's why I'm getting the maturity level thing, you know, And I want you to think about this a minute. You know, you just said to me, you know, you're mature and he's mature and you can't quite see where there would be a maturity level thing. But in the same breath, you said to me that, you know, he's like every other guy and he wants to get you into bed. But a mature guy realizes that.
Yeah.
Right? So you see where the maturity level does come into play?
Yeah, well, he's a type that likes the, you know, what do you call it, flash, or maybe like, you know, show off or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
you know, so to
okay.
me that's kind of, I mean, it's okay to show off, you know, what you got and your goods and you know you look good and all that, but I just see that as, you know, I don't know. But I really don't know, you know, because like I said, we haven't had our first date, so I don't know. But, I'm kind of holding back because I don't want to have to just be the one to say, well, you know what, I'm tired of you trying to get me into bed. And I want to be nice, but I still want to, you know, keep my power. You know, I don't want to give my power up. And I was thinking maybe he would, you know, eventually lose interest.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think that he's going to necessarily lose interest. But I would say this. I would say that you have to, the words that I'm getting is you need to stand tall. But I'm getting something else, too. I'm getting that you can't give in. In other words, do not. There's a word that I'm getting, but I'm not getting. So give me a minute because I'm trying to. Yeah, confidence. I'm getting confidence, but forgive me. I'm trying to hear it, and I'm not. Don't compromise. Thank you. Okay, they're telling me don't compromise. That's the word. And so you need to not compromise. Plain and simple. And if you can not compromise, you're going to be a lot better off, okay? You need to not compromise. That's the key right there. Do not compromise, okay?
Wow.
Because,
okay.
You want to not compromise.
I really don't.
Yeah. Well, you don't. Yeah. You don't want to.
So
it's the most important thing.
So you see this young man as, do you see a relationship or a soulmate, maybe twin, you know, I'm just asking because I'm tired of, like, you know.
I'd like to say that I see him as a soulmate, but right now I see the maturity level is just not at the point where it needs to be, okay? It's just not at that point. And I wish it was, but it's just not. It's just
okay.
Not. So at this point in time, I'm not seeing that it is. I'm just not seeing that, okay?
Yeah.
I wish I was, but I'm simply not. So I'm sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
I think it's going to take him some time to reach that level of maturity where you can be comfortable with him and he can be comfortable with you.
So are you saying, like, he's the type that, like, he's he doesn't know how to take care of himself, immature, or just there's some things that are he needs to grow up in. Because there's, you know, I've met guys where they were immature in what the things that they do, but it's more comfortable to have a friend or male friend that, you know, knows how to take care of themselves.
Okay, now here's the thing I want to say to you, okay, and this is what I need to say. I feel that, yes, will he know how to handle himself? Yes, but the fact still remains, you and he are vastly different on the maturity levels that you're at. He's still looking for fun and a good time. You're looking for to build a long-standing relationship. He's not there yet. I see it's going to take him probably about 2 years to get to that point where he's ready to have a long, long-term relationship, where he's ready to put commitment into it, true commitment, okay? So I think that you're going to be okay. I just think that you have to be willing to put some time into it. If you're willing to put the time into it, then I see it can work, okay? But you've got to be willing to put the time into it.
Okay. Well, I definitely have willpower, that's for sure.
Well, and you know what? The willpower is really important, and having staying power is really important, too. So if you've got the staying power, that's critical. And God bless you for having that, and it's totally your choice whether you want to have it or not. But I do believe that if you give him that 24-month time, that he will mature into somebody quite fine. But at this point in time, it's kind of like you're looking for different things. And again, like I said, it is a maturity level aspect, okay?
Okay.
I hope this has been helpful, Sheila.
Yes, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so very welcome. Listen, many blessings.
I wanted to ask, I'm sorry, just one last question. I'm asking this for all ladies. When you start to date a person, when do you know is the right time to actually, you know, take it to the next level with that person?
Well, that's something that can only be done on an individual case-by-case basis. And you know when the right time is? When I think what's important, and this is, I think, important for anyone in a relationship, I think it's so easy to jump into bed with people these days. I mean, it really is easy. And it might be satisfying for that one event, but the reality is the next day you're feeling kind of empty. And the reason for that is you're hoping to fulfill a greater need. So I think before you take it to the next level, make sure that you're happy with him on every other level. Give that a chance to grow. Don't let this be a relationship of emotional need in that respect, because you might be fulfilling that need, but if all your other needs are going unanswered, well, then it's not a good relationship. And I would say make sure that you're each other's best friend. Make sure that you miss him for all the right reasons. And when you feel it's right and you absolutely don't have a doubt and you don't have to ask that question, that's when you know it's right.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're very, very welcome. Many blessings to you, and thank you so much for calling in.
You too.
Thank you. Very sweet, huh? Mm-hmm. Very, very sweet. Well, you know what? We're going to play another song. We did have an inappropriate person
yes.
in our chat room, which I believe I have been successfully...
wiped him out.
I wiped everybody out of the chat room, and I apologize about that, but there was a very inappropriate person in our chat room, so I had no choice but to do that. So sorry about that to everybody in our chat room. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and then the next caller is Barbara, and she'll be on right after this. We'll be right back in two.
Mr. Know-it-all, will you? You think you know it all, but you don't know a thing at all, ain't it? Ain't it something, y'all? When somebody tells you something about you, think that they know you more than you do, so you take it down, another pill to swallow. Well, Mr. Bring Me Down, will you? You like to bring me down, don't you? But I ain't laying down, baby. I ain't going down. Can't nobody tell me how it's going.
Clarkson. You're back with the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Jenny. I'm here with Jessica. We've been having a great time tonight. We had a wonderful guest earlier, Reverend Cannell out from Calistoga, and he talked about what we can expect to happen on 11/11, that it's not something to be fearful of. Actually, it's something that we should embrace and look forward to and really enjoy and anticipate in a good way. And I think that just after hearing our last caller, I think that was one of the perfect things to happen tonight. You know, it's funny. I always say, Jessica, when we're talking on the show, that it seems like things often theme out for us, in that when we get a call, it seems like they kind of work in relation to each other. And I will admit that I thought about Reverend Cannell yesterday,
uh-huh.
and I mentioned to
you did.
And I, matter of fact, I shot you a text or something and said, what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
And you said, yeah. And so I sent him an email, and he was so gracious to come on last minute for us tonight, because I just felt it would be a good thing. And here was a caller who was
so
worried about
funny?
It, and he was able to relieve that
right.
for her.
And I think a lot of people are feeling that right now.
Isn't that already the spirit of 11/11?
Yes.
Isn't that already what that is supposed
Absolutely.
To do, what that's supposed to bring, and it's already starting. So you see, there you go. All right, I'll tell you what. We've got a caller calling from 843 area code. Her name is Barbara. Hi, Barbara. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, how are you doing this evening?
Fantastic. Where are you calling from?
Charleston, South Carolina.
Ooh, Charleston, South Carolina.
Yes.
You've got to see, that's a beautiful area, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Very
yeah.
nice. A little chilly
a
today, but
homes.
Still very nice. Oh, yes,
yeah.
a lot of old homes there.
I'm
nice.
A fan of Victorian homes, so that kind of thrills me. I just
Yeah,
I
they're all over the place.
Yeah, I know. Now, how can we help you tonight?
Well, I have been having trouble with my left hip for several years now, and I'm having a total hip replacement on the 21st of this month, finally.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
Got a little anxiety about the outcome, and if I'm doing mm-hmm. everything I can now to help myself get along, and is there anything I need to watch for, or
well,
I'm concerned about MRSA, things like that.
Well, I know you're concerned about it, but the fact that you're concerned about it, and I know that you're going to mention it to your doctors because you are concerned, will automatically help prevent that from happening. Certainly that's something everybody worries about, or getting some kind of staph infection of some kind. And I will tell you this, When I ask the angels how this surgery is going to be and how you're going to do and how you're going to fare through it, I'm getting a very strong yes to the positive, which means you're going to do very well. So I don't want you to be concerned. I think it's going to go very smoothly. As a matter of fact, I'm getting validation that it's going to go very smoothly. Not only that, I'm sensing that that your recovery time is going to be much faster than you anticipated. Okay? And that probably is very important to you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I miss my people at work, and I want to get back to work as soon as I can. And I go in, and I'm using the Mart cart in the grocery store, and I'm thinking, oh man, I wish I was back here with my friends, and I connect with my clients and my people a lot, and I miss all that.
I can understand that. Why am I getting a pink poodle? What is that? What does a pink poodle have to do with you? Anything at all?
No.
Not at all.
I don't have anything pink.
Write that down. Because within the next 72 hours, a pink poodle will come into play, or a pink dog. It looks like a poodle to me. And that will be your validation that what the angels have shared with me tonight will come to fruition, okay? Write it down, because sometimes I say stuff like that, and people are like, I have no idea what you are talking about. But within 72 hours, bam, it happens. As a matter of fact, I had a client the other day who I was chatting with, and I told her, that to validate this, I saw the word great, and I also saw Six Flags. Now, I said, I can't really explain that to you other than the word great and the word Six Flags are going to come into play, and that will validate it, and it's a family function that you need to attend. Do not go. Well, she called me the very next day and told me she was invited out to something called the Great Lake, not the Great Lakes, but the Great Lake, and it was right next door to Six Flags, and her mother had invited her. Yeah, so
there you go.
That's pretty good validation, but it'll be something along those lines. That pink poodle or pink dog is going to come to play. Don't know how. That'll validate what I just told you. Okay? Don't worry. The surgery will go well. You will mention to your doctor your concern about the MRSA or staph infection, and you want to make sure that they stay on top of it. Just the fact that you mention it to them makes them pay special heed, and that's a good thing. We will keep you in our prayers for sure. And you said that is the 21st, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, we'll make sure that we say extra prayers for you that day. And also remember that your recovery time is going to be much quicker than you anticipated. Once I think that you see that you're able to get around and you know that you're going to get back not only your old life, but better than what you've had, because the mobility is going to be there and you won't have the pain, you're going to be a pretty happy camper, okay?
Yeah, I'm assuming I'm planning to be back by the beginning of February, so that's probably a pretty good.
I'm saying absolutely positively off the charts you will be, okay?
Oh, cool.
So do us a favor. You call us after you get back on your feet. You're doing so well, and let us know how you're doing, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Barbara.
I appreciate
Thank you for waiting. You're welcome.
Thank you.
God
no
bless.
Problem.
Have
God
a great
bless you,
night
too.
Now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Sweet woman,
absolutely.
Huh? Absolutely. Oh, I love it like that. She's going to have no problem.
Well, good.
She's going to have no problem.
And that's what she needed to hear.
You know what? Sometimes we just need to hear that, don't we? It's just so important.
I need it every day. It's going to be okay.
I know.
I call you all the time, and you're like, it's going to be okay.
I do say that all the time. Don't worry about it. It's going to be fine. But you don't even know it's going to be fine. You know what we need to do? Because we have to run down to the mailbox and pull out our emails, because we forgot to do that. And we're going to do that. So ready? As everyone knows, we do our emails. We read our emails, and we pick an email out, and then they win a 30-minute free reading. So we're going to do that, because I know we're running short on time, but I want to make sure that we get to pick a winner today.
Sure.
So who's going to run down to the
not
rusty
me.
Old
it's
mailbox?
Totally not going to be me.
Jessica spent the day at SeaWorld, y'all, okay?
And I'm so tired.
And I spent the day shopping. Well, no, I actually...
Oh, what a rough life you
no,
have.
No, wait, let me explain. I know, that sounded awful. No, I had my husband's a financial planner, as a lot of people know, and he had several seminars today, and he asked if I would help out at the first one. And I said I would, and I was supposed to be able to leave after all the people came, but that just never seemed to happen.
Oh.
And then next thing you know, I had to stay for that one, and then the next one, and then the homecoming is Friday, so I had to go shopping for shoes with my daughters,
important.
And you know, so.
Hey, I was at SeaWorld having fun, so I really you know, yeah. shouldn't be tired.
What do you think is more fun, shopping for shoes that you actually have to spend money on and buy, or
I'll go to SeaWorld.
Going to SeaWorld. I'm just going to say I'll take a big fish any day of the week over these $180 shoes my children always seem to want, and they don't get, by the way, because that's just insane to me. Okay, rock, paper, and scissors. Let's see who's going to go down. One, two, three, go. Oh, my goodness, Jessica won.
I'm on a roll.
And she literally just tried to cut my finger with that scissor. I'm truly concerned. All right, I'm going to run down to the mailbox. You have won the last couple of weeks in a row, haven't
I'm
you?
I'm
on now,
a roll.
Did you win, or am I letting you win?
Don't say that.
Isn't that so annoying when somebody says, did you win, or did I let you? I'm not letting you win. Just know that. I have never let you win. I wouldn't do that. I'm just not that nice. Okay. You know what we're going to do? We're going to go ahead, and first thing I want to do is just, we got a bunch of emails that we don't usually read, and so I'm just going to read a couple of these real quick, because they were just nice, and they just make me feel good, and I just, you know. So this one comes from, I'm just going to say her first name is Sherry, and she just says, Dear Dr. Ginny and Miss Jessica, I listen to your show every week. I want to thank you so much. You brighten my Wednesday night. Please keep up the good work. Thank you, and you're very welcome. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
We don't always read those because, you know, it seems kind of
self-serving. I like those.
I know, and they're really kind of special. And then this next one here, I'm going to read this one. This is from, I'm just going to say, Tom Z. That's all I'll say, and he's from the Northeast, and we'll say that. And he says, Dear Dr. Ginny and Jessica, my name is Tom, as I've just announced, and I am a regular listener to your show. I hear that Jessica, I know we get
oh,
these
no.
sometimes, and I hear that Jessica is looking for a nice single man. I'm a nice single man of Italian descent,
ooh.
And I live in the Northeast. If I was living closer in Florida, I would take her out for a pizza and some beer.
Oh, that's sweet.
keep up the good work, girls. Thanks so much. And that was really
nice. That was
nice. Yeah, that's kind of sweet. So these are just, and I'm not going to read all the.
Go for a pizza and a beer right now.
You know what? Who couldn't? I mean, it's sad. Jessica didn't work for the last 3 days. So what did we do yesterday? I mean,
I had pizza. I didn't have beer.
You didn't have, well, no, of course not, because, you know. But she's been having a good time.
I've been having a good time. I'm really not ready to go to work.
You know,
I would really like to just have fun every day.
You know, but I'm going to tell you, anything that you do on a regular basis becomes boring.
Oh, no.
So you have to always.
Oh,
you know,
no.
I am telling you, you know, it's an odd thing, but you know, people live for their dreams. You know, you look at, I'll give you an example. You know, you look at these people who do these shows, like, for instance, highly successful shows like Frasier or Seinfeld or Friends. These people are making gads and gads of money, and they're very successful, but yet all of them want them to end. Not because they weren't fun, not because they didn't enjoy it, not because they're not making a lot of money, but because the same thing after a while gets boring.
Right.
Yeah, so
I get that.
You know, if you didn't work, you'd be bored. You'd get bored eventually.
No.
I'm trying to find a highlight here. You're not going to give it to me, are you?
I've worked for all my life, so I'm really ready for fun and
for
adventure.
For not working, right? I know. I totally get that. And
but of
yeah.
course, without a job. There'd be very little adventure because I'd have to sit at home.
Well, I know, and that would
no
be
electricity.
Kinda, that would not be good, right? That would not be good. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take another call here because we have Courtney, who's been very kind and has been holding a really long time. Hi, Courtney. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. So let me guess, you're calling from New Jersey?
Yeah.
That's not a psychic guess. I looked at your area code. How can we help you tonight?
All right. Well, I'm in a situation. I like this guy. His name is Matthew, and it's, like, complicated because he acts like he's attracted to me. And I'm, like, the way, like, I am, I don't really, like, think, like, I'm not, like, oh, that guy's attracted to me like that. So, like, it takes a lot for me to think, like, oh, he's attracted to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I just want to know, like, does he like me, and is he going to tell me, or am I just, like, going insane, if that makes any sense?
No. Okay, first of all, no, it makes total sense. First of all, you're Miss Personality Plus. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You've got you're very charismatic. You've got a lot of charisma. You're just, You're an energy ball, okay, and a good positive energy. And for him, he is attracted to you, but I think that one of his fears is that of rejection, slightly of rejection, and that he couldn't hold your interest long enough. And so he's playing it very carefully. He's playing it very close to the vest. I would say to you that is there a group of friends that you're hanging out with that he's familiar with?
Yeah.
Okay, see, that's what I'm picking up here. Like, there's this group of friends, and he doesn't want to get shot down in the long run, and so he's trying to play it cool. But you know, I mean, come on, you know he likes you, right? You know it. You're not crazy. Yeah, you know it. So here's the thing that I would suggest to you. I would recommend that you talk to him a little bit about this. And how about instead of bringing him and you together in this group and, you know, y'all hanging out, how about you two do some stuff on your own? You know what I'm saying? That's not part of the group and that the group doesn't know about. So that way you can kind of judge this relationship without the pressure of how the group is going to be with this relationship. It will certainly take the pressure off of him. What do you say?
Well, the only hard thing about that is, like, he knows some of my friends, but he's older than me. So it's not like, you know, he hangs out with them or, like, stuff like that.
Right.
It's more complicated because I see him in class.
Okay. Now, let me ask this other question. I see computers, but someone has a major that's dealing in computers, but also the car business. Where's the car business coming in?
I have no idea.
Okay. Why am I seeing car? I'm seeing.
He has a really nice car. I like his car.
Did he just get this car?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think it's a car per se. He's got ties. His family's got ties to a car business somewhere in there. That's what I'm seeing, car business. And I'm going to tell you what else I'm getting. He's serious about his studies, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's also serious about having a good time. And I feel like there's a push-pull there. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's part of what's going on there, and here's the deal. And I can't explain this, but it's really important for his family that he succeed in what he's doing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's really important, and that's part of his issue. Like, he doesn't want to do anything that's going to mess up his studies, but at the same time, he really does like to have a good time. I'm going to suggest to you that you make a recommendation to him. I mean, you know he's going to be all over it, I guarantee you. But I would recommend that you talk to him, whether in school or wherever, and invite him to go do something that's just one-on-one, has nothing to do with the group, okay? I know he'll accept. I'm going to tell you he's going to jump all over it. I'm not getting yes. I'm getting yes with a vibration. That's not just yes. That's like heck yes, okay? So I know he'll take you up on your offer. And that way there's no pressure for him or for you.
Okay.
Okay, all right. But he is definitely into you, okay? Question, you think he's very good-looking, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But do you see more than that you like? Because I'm getting the good-looking
part. He's, like, incredibly smart, which I love.
So that attracts you, too?
Yes. Like, that attracted me first, before his looks. I thought he was so smart. I was like, oh, my God, I'm in love. Well, not really, but...
No, I'm in love. You're so smart. You're a brainiac. No, I totally get that. I think that you really like his look. I mean, I really get that as a strong feel for you. And I know that he's definitely interested in you. But again, he's holding back because he's afraid if the whole thing falls apart and doesn't work out, he's going to be a little embarrassed, and also he doesn't want to lose his focus. And I guarantee you, once you get to know him, you will find out someone in his family very close to him either has a car dealership or is somehow invested in one. But I'm seeing car dealership really strong, okay?
Okay. And do you possibly happen to know, like, a time frame of, like, if we'll get together? Or it all just depends on if
Let me take a look. Sometimes I'm getting that it'll be happening between now and January.
Okay.
Okay. Now in January, which is not a very long time. We're talking, what, a month and a half or a month and three weeks or something? Yeah. So that's not a very long time. I'd like to get – I would rather I said 6 months so I give myself some room for error, but that's not what I'm being shown, so I'm gonna own up to it and say by January. I see something will happen by January.
Okay.
Okay? All right, Courtney.
Thank you.
Listen, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for waiting as long as you did. We appreciate it, okay?
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. God bless. Bye-bye. That's always a tough one, you know, when you know the guy's into you. And we all know when a guy's into us, you know, it just...
But, you know, you want them to ask you. Why can't they just ask you?
You know, you often wonder about that, don't you? It's like, why can't they just say, you know, right? I mean, why can't
I like
they
you.
Just...
I want to go out with you. Why do you have to chase after them? It's
right.
not there.
It's not there. And it's... I just think that in the society that we live in today, it's okay if you... And there's one thing I'm going to tell you about Courtney. She is a fireball.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what. I guarantee you that Courtney's the one that's always going to say the thing that you didn't expect someone to say, but it's funny as heck.
Oh, yeah?
Courtney's going to be the one who's going to be like, if the whole group is standing there, she'll be like, yeah, let's do it, okay? But she's also very reserved in a way, too. So he's very drawn to her because she kind of holds the mystery for him. So I don't know if she's still listening, but, he's definitely really into you, but please keep in mind that that he's holding back a little. His studies are important, but he does like to party at the same time, and he doesn't want to get distracted. And he knows because you guys have a tendency to hang out in the same group that if it doesn't work out that he feels it could affect him, and he doesn't want that to get affected. So there you go. Let's do this. You know what we have to do?
What?
Wait, you know what it's time for?
Vado emails?
Vado emails, yes, okay.
Ooh.
All right, so I folded up all these while I was talking, put these in
all
the
right.
big vat. Now roll it around, shake it up. Okay,
right.
And we are picking one out. This one will be perfect. Opening it up, and this is Amy Fit... Oh, I can't say the last name.
We
I almost
did it.
Amy F. from Ithaca, New York.
Ithaca.
Amy F. from Ithaca, New York. You are our winner of our 30-minute free reading, and I will email you in the morning, and we'll set up a time that's convenient for you and make that happen. And, folks, I want to, you know, I know a lot of my listeners, I've been kind of hard to get a hold of the last 3 days. I've been swamped with calls. It's been crazy.
Yeah, you have been so busy lately.
Oh, it's been unbelievable. And then I offered to help my husband today, which threw me even further off schedule, and it kind of messed up my day a little bit, but I was more than happy to help him. So I do apologize, and I will be resuming regular readings tomorrow. So I will call. I know I've got a lot of people I need to call back, and I do apologize for that. Sometimes life gets in the way of life, and I'm sorry about that. So, and Teresa A. out there in Vermont, I will be calling you as well, and I'm sorry I missed our call, but I promise I will get back to you. Okay, on that note, you know what we need to do?
No.
You don't know what we need to do?
No.
Never say never.
Never say never.
Here we got it.
Until I reach the point of no return.
these people in the chat room.
Well, yeah, what is the deal tonight?
I do not know, but never, are they allowed to come back.
And
I
it is a full moon tonight, you know.
It is a full moon tonight, and gosh darn it, we're totally interesting people, and how inappropriate
we
that
are.
Was.
You know what?
We are.
If you don't like it, you don't have to listen.
That's the ticket. There you go. I love that theory. You know what? We have somebody who's been waiting so long, and I really appreciate it. Hi, this is Dr. Jenny. Is this Kimmy?
Yes, it is.
Oh, great. I'm so glad we were able to take your call. Where are you calling from
tonight? I am in the great state of Texas.
Texas, yeah. Ooh, what part of Texas?
Arlington.
Okay, what street? Because we're coming over next weekend. I'm just kidding.
Okay,
don't
great.
Worry. I'm only kidding. I'm all
put some coffee on for you.
Tell me what we can do for you tonight. Because you said you were totally sane.
Yes, I promise. I am.
Okay.
There's a man I've been interested in for quite some time. And last year around this time is when we actually started dating. But then we kind of drifted apart, and we mm-hmm. communicate still. But you know, I'm still interested in him, and he responds, I feel like he's still interested in me. But mm-hmm. I really want to know what the next step is with him.
Okay, this is what I definitely get from that. Okay, I know you were interested in him, but you drifted apart not by accident, but because he started to slowly pull away. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. And in that he pulled away because there were some things. Now, I'm going to ask you this. Do you carry, I'm very honest. I don't know if this is the first time you've
mm-hmm.
listened to the show or not, but I'm very upfront with my reading. So I'm going to ask you, do you carry a lot of luggage?
I don't feel like I do.
Mm-hmm. There was something. There was something that made him push off. I felt there were some issues that he wasn't sure he wanted to deal with. Do you have children that come to visit? Do you have an ex that's a little loony? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
there's some issue.
I know my daughter's husband passed away, and then, you know, she's left with two kids, and I have to help with the two kids. I don't
remember.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You think
and
that's
so you didn't have the freedom to do the things that you did have the freedom to do in the past, correct?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay. Now, his situation is he has children, but they're grown?
He does not have any.
Okay. So this having children and having to be responsible and the whole babysitting thing is completely foreign to him?
He kind of expressed that he wanted kids. I mean, even at his age, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this,
that's one of the reasons he pulled away is he kind of likes to be the one and only a little bit. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Because you were really good on putting your focus on him. When you put your focus on him, you made him feel like he was the only one in the whole world. You know what I mean? Because you're really
right.
good at that.
Right.
And you're very caring and you're very, what's the word I want to give here? I don't want to, you build him up, you know, you make him feel really good about himself, which is great. But
mm-hmm.
then when your time started not to be able to be 100% focused on him, he almost acted a little bit like a 12-year-old, 10-year-old little boy, and he's like, well, then I'm taking my toys and I'm going home. You know what I mean?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so that's kind of what happened there, and he wasn't ready to share. And so my answer to you is that I know you're still communicating with him, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Okay. And you're still doing the babysitting, correct?
Not as often as I was.
Okay, so this is what I would do. I do see that a relationship can flourish again there. But he has to be eased into the thought process that he is not the only one in your existence. And he has to recognize that. And I think that if you kind of communicate that to him, that things will actually start to go a little bit better. And, sometimes it's funny. When people who don't have children start spending time with someone who is then responsible for children or grandchildren, they don't get it. They don't get that connection. That I mean, it's like you couldn't possibly not. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You could not
right.
care for those kids. Of course you're going to do it. And so what I'll say to you is that he doesn't get it, but if you explain it to him and make him understand that it's not that you don't want to be with him, it's that you have to be in another place also and help out there. But that's not because
mm-hmm.
you don't want to spend time with him. It's because it just needs to be done. I think he would
right.
understand it better. You know what I mean? But you need to kind of
sure.
break back into it, because I see that relationship could flourish again if you wanted to.
Okay.
Okay. Now, is there somebody with a guy with a B in the beginning of his name?
A B?
Mm-hmm.
Brian.
Mm-hmm. And who would that be? That's him. Oh, amazing. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
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 I don't think it's so weird. Okay. I've been doing this a long time. It's not so weird for me. That's what I'm getting. So that's my validation to you, because I would have no way of knowing that name, obviously. So the name Brian, the B was coming to me. And so that's the angel's way of letting you know that what I'm telling you is true and validating what I've said, so that you can at least go back into that relationship with the confidence knowing that he does care for you. It's just that he's feeling left out, and he doesn't understand that draw that your grandchildren have on a person. Okay?
Okay.
Has that been
good.
Helpful?
Yes, it has. It's encouraging anyway.
Well, very good. Call us back. Let us know how you made out. Good luck to you and Brian, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless. Thanks for calling in. Well, she was sweet. Yeah. I always love it when angels do something like that, just let people know, you know, give them a little extra boost of confidence there. That really helps them. Helps them to move forward and have confidence in a relationship.
Oh, absolutely.
So there you go. Folks, you know what time it is? It's time for another show to end.
Aww.
But the good news is next Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, guess what we're going to do?
Another show.
See,
I knew this time.
Yes. We'll be back with another show. We're going to do twice as many online readings and on-the-air readings because, you know, we will not have a guest host for next week. And we want to thank so much Reverend Cannell for coming on and talking to us about the awakening of 11-11. And we all know now that we don't have to fear it. It's going to be awesome. It's the beginning of a greater, more wonderful, more spirit-filled, higher level of consciousness. And we can all look forward to this. So don't worry when you see 11-11 on your clock, everybody. Enjoy the week. I hope you tune in next Wednesday night, 8 p.m., and have a good week. Goodbye, everybody.